This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Araceli De Jesus Rodriguez. Date of birth, August 27, 2001. Case ID number is 6945030. Date of exam, January 25, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Pedro Penalo, dated 4/4/23. Identifying information, this is a 22-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypothyroidism, osteoarthritis / erythema nodosa, and heart murmur. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last and has never worked in her life. At the present time, she is not doing anything at home. She did finish high school and has no plans for the future. The claimant states that she was on disability for 9 years. At the present time, she lives in a house with her mother, who is also disabled. Allegations number one, hypothyroidism. Number two, osteoarthritis / erythema nodosa. Number three, heart murmur. History of allegations. Number one, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2012, she developed hyperthyroidism from Graves' disease and states that she was very hyper, nervous, had exophthalmos of her eyes, and also palpitations of her heart. She was started on medication to alleviate her hypothyroidism and eventually went on to have a total thyroidectomy performed in 2020. At the present time, she has a mild hypothyroidism and is presently taking level thyroxin, 125 micrograms QD. Her symptoms from the hyperthyroidism has gone away, and she states her levels are fairly normal. However, she was taking 100 micrograms of level thyroxin, and they have had to go up to 125 micrograms, secondary to having low levels of thyroid in her system. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis / erythema nodosum. The claimant states that in 2022, she started to develop multiple nodules and large skin dimples that would come and go, which was finally diagnosed as erythema nodosum. She also suffers from osteoarthritis. No x-rays were performed. She denies any fractures or surgeries, as well as no injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Pedro Penalo. She is presently taking ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID, which does give her relief. She states she does no other physical activities. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, and occasionally going to the grocery store. She also does a lot of reading. Allegation number three, heart murmur. The claimant states that since birth, she has had a heart murmur. She denies being in the emergency room, hospitalized, or having any surgeries performed for her heart. She states the character of the pain was a left-sided soreness on the left side of her chest that would radiate up to her neck and would last for approximately 3 hours, which she had every day. She states it's precipitated with cold weather, and she feels pain in her costal chondritis, costal area, which radiates up to her shoulder. Her symptoms are not relieved with medication, rest, or antacids. She is presently taking Motrin TID for occasional muscle aches of the right of the left shoulder. The claimant has no risk factors except for having been hyperthyroid in the past. They have told her that it was anxieties causing her murmur, and that she no longer has to take medication for hypertension or for chest pain. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, gastritis, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. She denies any shortness of breath, pedal edema, or apnea. She was diagnosed with a heart murmur secondary to anxiety and panic attack, which was treated with a total thyroidectomy. Her symptoms of left chest pain going up to her shoulder and neck appears more to be a muscle soreness and possibly costal chondritis at this time. Family history. The father had diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and osteoarthritis. The mother also suffers from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and osteoarthritis as well. Medications. The claimant is taking Citracal plus vitamin D, 250 milligrams, dash 12.5 microgram tablet, 3 tablets TID. She is also on level thyroxine, 125 micrograms POQD. Diclofenac cream, TID to affected area. And Motrin, 600 milligrams TID. PRN is needed for pain. Medical problems. Hyperthyroidism treated with total thyroidectomy in 2020, resulting in hypothyroidism and being treated with medications. Cryoglobulinemia, comma, migraine headaches, comma, history of menorrhagia resolved, comma, asthma, comma, major surgeries, total thyroidectomy in 2020, appendectomy in 2017. She also had a small little biopsy of one of the nodules that was removed in 2021 that she started having in 2010 when she was 10 years old, which was diagnosed as erythema nodosum. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant did have a seizure in 2010 when she was 10 years old, which resolved. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 132 pounds, height 5 feet 3 and a half inches tall, BP 113 over 66 mmHg, heart rate 65 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 23. General. This is a 22-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Would you drop down to H-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. She does have bilateral exophthalmos of both eyes, which has affected her vision. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oropharyngeal erythema, exudate, or the lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was moderately abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 8 feet. OS uncorrected is 20/20. OS, the claimant is able to count fingers at 10 feet uncorrected. Corrected, she's able to her vision is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 17 feet. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to the neck area after the last sentence? There is a 8-centimeter horizontal surgical scar where a total thyroidectomy was performed. Could you drop down to neurological? The last sentence. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness except for her left shoulder area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. And the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper and lower extremities. The claimant did have some mild difficulty with spasms of the left shoulder, but was able to perform full range of motion. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. The claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pin prick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses: hypothyroidism, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be well monitored and fairly well controlled. Number two, osteoarthritis / erythema nodosum, not confirmed with medical records or physical examination, but is being treated with Motrin at this time. Number three, heart murmur, dash, not confirmed with physical examination. The claimant did have a mild irregular heartbeat, which may have been coming from her hypothyroidism in the past. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Araceli de Jesus Rodriguez.